This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I remember a teacher that I had. Now, I went through the seventh grade. I left home when I was 10 years old because I was hungry. And I used to, this is true. I work in the summer and I go to school in the winter. But I had this one teacher. He was the principal of the Harrison School in Vincennes, Indiana. To me, this was the greatest teacher, a real sage of my time, anyhow. He had such wisdom. And we were all reciting the Pledge of Allegiance one day. And he walked over, this little old teacher, Mr. Laswell was his name. Mr. Laswell, he says, he says, I've been listening to you boys and girls recite the Pledge of Allegiance all semester, and it seems as though it's becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word? I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and my devotion to the flag, our standard, O glory, a symbol of freedom, wherever she waves, there's respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts, freedom is everybody's job. United. That means that we have all come together. States. Individual communities that have united into 48 great states. 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose. All divided with imaginary boundaries, yet united to a common purpose. And that's love for country and to the Republic. Republic. A state in which sovereign power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people. And it's from the people to the leaders. Not from the leaders to the people. For which it stands. One nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation, and justice, the principle are qualities of dealing fairly with others. For all. For all. Which means, boys and girls, it's as much your country as it is mine. And now, boys and girls, let me hear you recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Since I was a small boy, two states have been added to our country, and two words have been added to the Pledge of Allegiance, under God. Wouldn't it be a pity if someone said that is a prayer? And that would be eliminated from schools, too.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Happy Independence Day. Don't you dare call it the 4th of July. Think about what it takes away from it. Right? We are celebrating the independence of these United States. And I've got a lot I'm going to throw at you today. Seriously, I mean, this is going to be a patriotic show today. Right? I'm not going to talk about Oblamo. I'm not going to talk about the idiots in Congress. I'm not going to talk about any of that stuff. I want this to be all about how this country came to being, who died for what, how much was given up for you. Yeah, for you to have your barbecue day. Seriously. Yeah, you know, I'm on it. Can you tell? Anyway, second hour, we've got, I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to make you come back in the second hour. I'm going to talk about our wounded vets when they come back, what they have to face, and what the family has to face. We don't talk much about the caregivers. I'm going to talk about that on the other side. And then in hour three, I've got Wayne Allen Root's going to join me. Yeah, we'll talk a little politics. But for the most part, for the first 2 hours, we're going to be talking about this country. Seriously. I hope you enjoy it as much as I enjoyed putting it together for you.
And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea. Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA. There's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free.
Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show here. Did you miss the Affordable Care Act enrollment deadline? Can't bring yourself to sign up for a health care plan that's inadequate, restrictive, or just plain bad? Before you get tagged with all those penalties that go along with not having health care, get in touch with my friends at Liberty Health Share. That's right, the people at Liberty Health Share have plans that'll work for you, and you can sign up at any time during the year. Liberty Health Share plans also give control of your plan back to you. That's right, you will again have the freedom to choose what's right for you and your family. Plans are available for individuals and family members, not including the dog. Even if you already have enrolled in a health care plan, it's not too late. Memberships in Liberty Health Share plans can replace what you have now and allow you to go to any hospital and any doctor you choose. You don't believe me? Call them at 855-585-4237. Find out about their contract-free plans. Now, don't wait. Do it now. Let me finish first, though. Get informed or visit libertyhealthshare.org. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
I'm Jesse Gonzalez, Vice President of Kmart. Do you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States, or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me in Kmart for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March Against Five premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 What country did we declare independence from to celebrate the 4th of July?
I don't know.
What is the purpose of 4th of July celebrations?
I'm going to turn it to the guy in the USA, sir.
Fireworks. A little more specific.
Celebrating our independence.
There we go. A little more specific still. Independence.
Okay.
From... a country? Step in here at any time. Which country was that?
History was not my subject. I slept through that class.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on this Independence Day celebration. That's right. Independence Day is the 4th of July. But don't say happy 4th. Right? Look, my birthday is on the 23rd of a month. Right? Your friends and family and other ones around you, you go to them and you say, hey, happy 23rd. No, you don't. You'd be insulting them. When you think of the men and women that died for today, that died for this country, what they gave up, what they continue to give up, even today, Come on. Give it a little respect, will you? Happy birthday, America. Right? Happy Independence Day. Happy 4th, really? For some of you, it's Happy Barbecue Day. I'm not leaving that on. We'll kill that. But some of you, yes, really, it's Happy Barbecue Day because you don't know any better. And I get it. I really do. I understand because, you know, I don't know how many of you have been brought up with an emphasis on this day. You know, truly what it's all about, why you should even care one way or the other. You know, and again, this is why you hear on this show on a regular basis how we have to continue telling our loved ones, our young ones, our nieces, our nephews, our sons, our daughters, you know, what today is really all about. I think it's a big deal myself, but that's just me. What do I know? You know, John Adams said, the day of July, or this, the day of July, 1776, I'm apt to believe will be celebrated by succeeding generations as a great anniversary festival. It ought to be commemorated as a day of deliverance by solemn acts of devotion to God Almighty, not to the Almighty barbecue. Okay? Interesting for people who didn't want anything to do with God. But let's not even go down that road. How about just merely the fact we have turned this into a beer and barbecue day? Come on. Can we be honest with each other? If you guys have been listening to the show for any length of time, you know that the one thing we ought to be able to do with each other is we at least ought to be honest with each other, right? Let's have some fun with some interesting facts about the Declaration of Independence. Some of you who love to watch movies, and I love to hear you say, forgive me for being a little rude, but some of you like to say things like, hey, there's a secret message on the back of the Declaration of Independence. Well, you're right, there's a message back there. I don't know how secret it is, but there's definitely a message back there. You know what it is? Come on. If you're in the chat room, I'll give you a second. It says, the original Declaration of Independence, dated 4th of July, 1776. It's a note. It's not a note as to where the gold is. Doesn't tell you where the map can be found. Right? Although Thomas Jefferson is often called the author of the Declaration of Independence, he wasn't the only person who contributed important ideas. Jefferson was a member of the five-person committee appointed by the Continental Congress to write the Declaration. The committee. I should give away prizes for this. The committee included Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, John Adams, Robert Livingston, and Robert Sherman. Now, Robert Livingston, one of the members of the committee who wrote the Declaration of Independence, never signed it. He believed it was way too soon to declare independence and therefore refused to sign it. So the guy who wrote it, or one of the people who wrote it, who had a very good hand in writing it, wouldn't sign the thing. Think about that. And one of the most widely held misconceptions about the Declaration is that it was actually signed on July 4th, 1776. In fact, the independence was formally declared on July 2nd, a date that John Adams believed would be the most memorable approach in the history of America. On July 4th, 1776, Congress approved the final text, and it was signed. Oh, it wasn't signed until August 2nd, 1776. So, that picture we see with all of them signing it, guess what? Did not happen the way you were told in history class. What do you think about that, huh? That ought to shake you up a little bit. Let me take you out with a little more patriotic music. We will be right back, by the way.
American girls and American guys, we'll always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory flying. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. My daddy served in the army. We lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard till the day that he died. He wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love, This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. And you'll be sorry that you mess with the U.S. of A. Cause we'll put a boot in your ass. It's the American way. Tell the flag, put your name at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking a fist. And the eagle will fly. And it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing.
J&M Enterprises is a full-service screen printing company. They print on shirts, pants, hats, cups, frisbees, sports bags, sweatshirts, tote bags, and most any other promotional item. J&M has been family-owned and operated for over 25 years. J&M takes pride in providing high-quality products and services because we care. Our state-of-the-art equipment enables us to print high volume with superior quality on any job. We print on clothing lines for schools, businesses, sports teams, and bands nationwide. Our team is committed to total customer satisfaction and the quality you should expect from a professional screen printing company. J&M, family owned and operated. Give us a call. We guarantee a great product and a great price. 800-462-0002. For a price quote, 800-468-0002. Or go to the web at www.jnm.cc.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And
Happy 4th of July.
Thank you. Happy 4th to you guys.
When Jesse Ventura, John Wilkes Booth, and the other founding fathers signed the Declaration of Independence, what year was that?
1870-something, but I don't remember the specific year.
What's the purpose of 4th of July weekend?
I know, celebrate our independence.
A little more specifically, please.
I really don't know. I don't know. I mean, that's all I know.
I'm revoking your celebration. You're no longer allowed to celebrate. Celebration canceled.
Listening to The Real Side, our celebration of Independence Day. It's all about America.
God bless this America again.
We're going to need a lot of prayer for God to bless us again. Listen, I'm going to give you a breakdown, an understanding of what some of the things you get up and say every day, some of the things you fight for that you may not even know what they are or what you believe and why. Do you know what the Star Spangled Banner is all about? And don't guess. You're going to hear in less than a minute really what it meant, what went on that night. And stay with it. I know some of you think history's boring, but men died for you to be able to have your barbecue and beer today. Stay with us, okay?
Fight the most I fail, but you outside people just can't leave us alone. Cause we'll all stick together, and you take that juice.
There was a lawyer once. His name was Francis Scott Key. He penned a song that I'm sure you're aware of. You've seen it. It's in most hymnals throughout our churches. It's called the National Anthem. It is our song as an American. We go, however, to a ball game, we stand in our church services, and we sing the words of that song, and they float over our minds and our lips, and we don't even realize what we're singing. Most of us have memorized it as a child, but we've never really thought about what it means. Let me tell you a story. Francis Scott Key was a lawyer in Baltimore. The colonies were engaged in vicious conflict with the mother country, Britain. Because of this conflict and the protractedness of it, they had accumulated prisoners on both sides. The American colonies had prisoners and the British had prisoners. And the American government initiated a move. They went to the British and they said, "Let us negotiate for the release of these prisoners." They said, "We want to send a man out to discuss this with you." They were holding the American prisoners in boats about 1,000 yards offshore. And they said, "We want to send a man by the name of Francis Scott Key. He will come out and negotiate to see if we can make a mutual exchange." On the appointed day, in a rowboat, he went out to this boat and he negotiated with the British officials. And they reached a conclusion that men could be exchanged on a one-for-one basis. Francis Scott Key, jubilant with the fact that he'd been successful, went down below in the boats, and what he found was a cargo hold full of humanity, men. And he said, "Men, I've got news for you tonight. You're free." He said, "Tonight I have negotiated successfully your return to the colonies." He said, "You'll be taken out of this boat, out of this filth, out of your chains." As he went back up on board to arrange for their passage to the shore, the admiral came and he said, "We have a slight problem." He said, "We will still honor our commitment to release these men, but it'll be merely academic after tonight. It won't matter." And Francis Scott Key said, "What do you mean?" He said, "Well, Mr. Key," he said, "tonight we have laid an ultimatum upon the colonies. Your people will either capitulate and lay down the colors of that flag that you think so much of, or you see that fort right over there, Fort Henry?" He said, "We're going to remove it from the face of the earth." He said, "How are you going to do that?" He said, "If you will, scan the horizon of the sea." And as he looked, he could see hundreds of little dots. And he said, "That's the entire British war fleet." He said, "All of the gunpowder, all of the armament is being called upon to demolish that fort. It will be here within striking distance in a matter of about 2.5 hours. He said, "The war is over. These men would be free anyway." He said, "You can't shell that fort." He said, that's a large fort. He said, "It's full of women and children." He says, "It's predominantly not a military fort." They said, "Don't worry about it." They said, "We've left them a way out." And he said, "What's that?" He said, "Do you see that flag way up on the rampart?" He said, we have told them that if they will lower that flag, the shelling will stop immediately. And we'll know that they've surrendered, and you'll now be under British rule. Francis Scott Key went down below and told the men what was about to happen. And they said, how many ships? He said, hundreds. The ships got closer. Francis Scott Key went back up on top and he said, men, I'll shout down to you what's going on as we watch. As twilight began to fall, and as the haze hung over the ocean as it does at sunset, suddenly the British war fleet unleashed. He says the sound was deafening. There were so many guns that there were no reliefs. He said it was absolutely impossible to talk or hear. He said suddenly the sky, although dark, was suddenly lit. And he says from down below, all he could hear the men, the prisoners, saying was, tell us where the flag is. What has it done with the flag? Is the flag still flying over the rampart? Tell us. 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours into the shelling, every time the bomb would explode and it would be close to the flag, they could see the flag in the illuminated red glare of that bomb. And Francis Scott Key would report down to the men below, it's still up. It's not down. The admiral came and he said, your people are insane. He said, what's the matter with them? He said, don't they understand this is an impossible situation? Francis Scott Key said he remembered what George Washington had said. He said, the thing that sets the American Christian apart from all other people in the world is he will die on his feet before he'll live on his knees. The admiral said, we have now instructed all of the guns to focus on the rampart to take that flag down. He said, we don't understand something. Our reconnaissance tells us that that flag has been hit directly again and again and again, and yet it's still flying. We don't understand that. But he said, now we're about to bring every gun for the next 3 hours to bear on that point. Francis Scott Key said the barrage was unmerciful. All that he could hear was the men down below praying the prayer, God, keep that flag flying where we last saw it. Sunrise came. He said there was a heavy mist hanging over the land, but the rampart was tall enough. There stood the flag, completely nondescript, in shreds. The flagpole itself was at a crazy angle, but the flag was still at the top. Francis Scott Key went aboard and immediately went into Fort Henry to see what had happened. And what he found had happened was that that flagpole and that flag had suffered repetitious direct hits. And when hit, had fallen. But men, fathers, who knew what it meant for that flag to be on the ground, although knowing that all of the British guns were trained on it, walked over and held it up humanly until they died. Their bodies were removed and others took their place. Francis Scott Key said what held that flagpole in place at that unusual angle were patriots' bodies. He penned the song, oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Or the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner yet fly and wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave? The debt was demanded. The price, it was paid.
Hey, now, don't go away. Get a lot more after the break. We're going to get into America Today. We'll be right back.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day, and there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6, and these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
What year was the Declaration of Independence signed?
God.
Come on, man.
Well, you don't give it away.
Off the top of my head, I don't know.
Yep, top, it's buried deep in there somewhere.
That's what I'm saying, off the top of my head.
Fourth grade.
I don't know, but...
Hold on, we're still not done with you. We're celebrating independence. What does that mean exactly? Independence from who?
4th of July, what year? Come on.
Hold on. I'll give it away.
Come on, man. You're putting him on the spot. You're putting him on the spot.
He needs a safe space.
You know, and she spits afterward. You listen to The Real Side with Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you with me. The disrespect that these people have for this flag. The disrespect. And you wonder why we're in a world of hurt. Why nobody wants to fight for us. I shouldn't say nobody. Why are young people? They don't get it. They don't understand. They got bozos like that. Yes, Roseanne. She's actually on the station I'm on. I hope she hears me. A bozo like that. And a whole bunch of other ones. That disrespect the flag. The men and women that died for us. Yeah, back to that again. The men and the women that died for us. I just don't get it. I do not get why they don't understand. They can't see. Yeah, hear me? How important this is. Otherwise... You're just like all the other bonehead nations. You're just like all the other bonehead countries. Yeah, I said bonehead countries. Anyway. And, you know, add insult to injury. Here, this ought to really make you nuts. Now we got... people don't even know who who Alexander Hamilton is. Take a listen.
Do you want to see Hamilton?
Yes. It's a Shakespeare classic.
How much for the ticket?
Way too much.
It's a Shakespeare classic. Nobody's taking a look to find out what the play's about.
They were $1,000 for orchestra. $3,000.
Who was Alexander Hamilton?
He helped start America's Bank, and he helped with the Constitution.
The Treasury Secretary during Washington's administration. He was a revolutionary warfighter under Washington.
He wrote the Declaration of Independence.
Do you know how Hamilton died?
No.
A duel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he lose?
Who did America declare to...
No, I can't let that go by. I cannot. Did he lose? Yeah, right? Isn't that one of the things we all learn in history, what happened to Hamilton? Seriously. And even before this, he said he died in the duel. Did he lose? I would imagine if you got dead, then you probably lost.
Did he lose?
Who did America declare its independence from?
All right, you guys first. Anybody?
France.
I don't know. Were we against the Soviets? Russia?
I thought it was Great Britain.
England?
Do you know which king?
That just hit me. It hit me before, but it really hit me now. The Soviets. That's right. Soviet Social Republic. Yes. Back then.
I thought it was Great Britain.
England?
Do you know which king America declared our independence from?
George.
King?
Henry?
Not King Henry.
King Charles?
No, King?
David?
King?
Yes, yes. This just in, we declared our independence from the Jews. That's right.
Oh, King?
David?
George.
Yes. Yes, King George III.
That was a long time ago.
When?
And you weren't around, but guess what? Most of us know what it is.
When did America declare its independence?
1776.
Oh. 1763.
1776.
1786?
1776.
That's what I was going to say.
How many colonies were there in the beginning?
15.
I just want to cry. Don't you want to cry? Yeah, there were 15, maybe 21. No, 43, yeah.
Lower?
10.
How many original colonies?
13.
Well done. Can you name any of them?
Boston, Alabama.
I'm going to go with Port.
I want to cry. Alabama. People died for us to have the right to be this stupid. People have given up their lives for us to have the right to be this dumb.
I'm going to go with Puerto Rico.
Virginia, Massachusetts, Rhode Island, New York, Connecticut, Delaware, New Jersey, Pennsylvania.
Stop while you're ahead.
Give that man a lollipop. So excited. I can't believe this. These weren't the boneheads there at the beach. I mean, these are done by Mark Dice. If you head up on YouTube, you can go ahead and not, you know, Google him on YouTube, but you go ahead and search for him on YouTube. You'll find a whole bunch of his stuff up there. People who don't know about Independence Day, they don't know about our founding fathers, they don't know how we got here. Now, a lot of you say, you know, like the story I did last week. There's a judge that doesn't think we need the Constitution. We need to study the Constitution. You know, every case should be a case-by-case situation based on the judge. Well, I'd ask the judge, if I had him in front of me, what does your basis of character come from? What do you base the laws on? Is it me? Because I'll tell you what, based on what I read about this guy, he and I sit on a bench side by side. People will be begging to get me. Right? Because he's going to decide from a left-leaning standpoint. You figure out what that means. He's going to decide from a left-leaning standpoint what it's all about. And so, again, like I say, we are in a world of hurt. If this is the way, if people do not understand what it took to get here, if people do not understand why we have a republic as opposed to a democracy or a dictatorship or, you know, royalty, George had the ability to be king. He didn't want it. He thought it was wrong. And this is why I keep telling my listeners it's so important. Get your act together. Speak to your kids. You know, make sure they're learning what they're supposed to be learning in school. Speak to your nieces and nephews. Make sure they're learning what they're supposed to be learning in school. Do you know what I'm saying? You got to make it right. We are on the verge of losing the country as you know it and I know it. And there's nothing wrong with this country. A lot of people like to say there is, but there's nothing wrong with this country. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Let me take every segment you're going out in a patriotic song, whether you want to or not.
Every game divine. And you know what?
was in school, we used to sing it something like this. Listen here.
Oh, beautiful God, spacious skies, our amber waves of rain. A purple mountain majesties. Oh, the fruited plain.
Well, now, wait a minute. I'm talking about America. Sweet America. You know, God done shed his grace on thee. He gave me a crown, my son. Yes, he did. Any brotherhood from sea to shining sea. You know, I wish I had somebody to help me say this.
Now, don't go away. Get a lot more after the break. We're going to get into America today. We'll be right back.